Then comes Jesus with them to a place called Gethsemane, and said to the disciples, "Sit you here while I go and pray yonder?" And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he to them,
"My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even to death. Tarry you here, and watch with me."
And he went a little farther, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying,
"O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will."
And he comes to the disciples, and finds them asleep, and said to Peter,
"What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
He went away again the second time, and prayed, saying,
"O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, your will be done."
And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them, and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then comes he to his disciples and said to them,
"Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that does betray me."
And while he yet spoke, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying,
"Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Hold him fast."
And immediately he came to Jesus and said,
"Hail, Master,"
and kissed him. And Jesus said to him,
"Friend, why are you come?"
Then came they, and laid hands on Jesus, and took him. And behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand, and drew his sword, and struck a servant of the high priest's, and smote off his ear. Then said Jesus to him,
"Put up again your sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Think you that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be?"
In that same hour, said Jesus to the multitudes,
"Are you come out as against a thief with swords and staves for to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and you laid no hold on me. But all this was done, that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled."
Then all the disciples forsook him and fled.